Welcome to another episode of Storytime with Brandon. I'm your host, Brandon Patrick. Or am I? You see, today on the show, we're doing it a little bit different. I'm not hosting this one. No. I'm telling the story this time. Your host is going to be comedian Jeff Nelson. That's right. Pride of Denver, Colorado, Jeff Nelson is hanging out. And I'm telling the story this time. What's the story about, Brandon? Well, we're talking about some things I did in my 20s that I would not do now. I would not do these things now, but I did them then, and oh man. Sorry. If you were around back in those days, my bad. But I'm different now. And that's what's important. I'm different now. Enjoy. When I was 20 years old, I was the president of a fraternity at my college.
Is that okay? I take it you went to college right out of high school. It seems young to be the president of anything.
Was on the younger side. Generally, they were like 21, 22.
Oh, so you were precocious.
But like by 23, I was like the old dude in the frat.
Okay.
And then by like 25.
It seems impressive.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, it sounds really cool. And how like if...
All right.
We just had a big pledge class and they all voted for me. It's kind of how that went. Yeah.
Man.
And there weren't enough older members to stop that from happening.
This charisma of Brandon Patrick, it was there the whole time. That's what I gleaned.
Yeah, you know, I was a big party guy and I was really big on like PR and like I was like, if we just change our image, chicks will come over and hang out with us. And they were like, no, dude, they just fucking hate us forever. And it's like, nah, man, let's just start dressing better. Let's clean up the house. Let's, you know. All these little incremental changes, and then shit just started getting better and better. And
there
then,
you go. It started with one that was like, I heard you guys clean.
Yeah.
The word spread from there. That's awesome.
So we were always thinking about ways to get girls over to the house, because why else join a fraternity? You know,
why else would you go to college?
Yeah. You know, I mean, ultimately everything is about, finding yourself through other people.
Yes, exactly.
So as president, and we got super organized the year that I was in charge. Like I was in charge for 2.5 years, I think. We got super organized. We were the only fraternity on campus with a fax machine. You know, that was one of those things I was like, yeah, let's get a fax machine. It's like a negligible expense.
It's like having a briefcase, man.
The thing is, this is 2008, so people had to fax stuff.
I guess. Okay.
So email wasn't super in at this point. So
right.
I was like, let's get a fax machine. And then like sororities will come over to use the fax machine. Fraternities, people will come over to use this fax machine.
That's impressive.
So they were like, fine, whatever. We'll get a fax machine.
Okay.
A few weeks later, we had to go to this thing called IFC, which is just like all the fraternities meet and we talk vaguely about our plans so that the other fraternities don't get our plans. And it's kind of a waste of time, but like sometimes you can be like, yeah, I think the Pikes are building a float. Like, you know, sometimes you get like a little bit of information and you can like act on it.
Interesting. This is where all the kings of court
meet. Yes, with just an insane lady who went to a sorority, went to school at a different place, and like her sorority was not on our campus, but she was in charge of IFC, and like it was very weird. It's like, once I graduated college, I was like, I never want anything to do with fraternity ever again. Like, that was fun for what it was, but I'm beyond done with that.
Yeah, they try to make power games that are, you know, tangible for you.
Yeah, you're gonna you're gonna, these are gonna be your friends for life. You know, whatever. So we're at IFC. We had a special guest. Special guest was like the marketing director of Monster Energy Drink. And he's passing out these forms, and he's like, this is 2008, so Red Bull and vodka had just come out.
Oh, yeah.
So Monster was trying to get in on that game.
Sure.
So they were like, we're going to give out $500 a month and a $2,000 starting fee, and we're going to send you guys 12 pallets of Monster every month to the winning fraternity. And the way, so what you have to do is you have to fill out all this information, and then you have to fax it to Monster headquarters.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I'm wow. sitting pretty, knowing that we're the only people in this, because it's like 8:30 at night. We're the only people in this meeting that could even realistically get this back to them within any sort of timetable.
Sure.
So I'm filling it out in the meeting. I take a picture of it with my phone. I text it to one of the dudes in the fraternity. I'm like, fax this right now to this number. I get it faxed. We're still in the meeting. I raise my hand and I go, hey, can you check your email or whatever? We just sent the fax in.
Right.
And the guy's like, what? I was like, yeah, we just sent it in. And the exec, like the ad guy was just, he's out of his mind. He was like, that's what we're talking about at Monster, dude. That's what we like to see. Dude, you guys got it. Like, in the meeting, he gave it to us. And everyone was like...
Oh, my God.
Everyone was so pissed.
Oh, that's such a... Yeah, man. That's a huge... That's a Hulk flex right there.
Yeah. And it's because I had the foresight to get us a fax machine. Otherwise, it would have never happened.
Power play.
We would have all been in there at the library at 8 a.m.,
Otherwise. Yeah, and you guys would have been fighting
over
the same fax machine. Oh, my God.
So this guy's like, wow, you got it done, man. Hell yeah. So we're talking, and he's like, all right, I'm going to send you guys a checkout for $2,000. Here's the expectations. And I hadn't even heard the expectations when we had, like, signed up for it. I was just filling out the form.
You want to win and, like, feel validated about this fax machine, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, we signed a contract with Monster Energy. That they were going to be our official party sponsor.
Okay.
And it was like a 4-year term. I was like, I don't know if I have the authority to sign for like 4 years, but I mean, we'll figure it out, you know?
Okay.
So here are the expectations. You throw two parties a month. Mm-hmm. Okay. You wear either fraternity gear or Monster gear, nothing else.
Yeah.
Which we didn't think about being a super negative for a party, but yeah. All the drinks, like we have to like tell them what cocktails we made, but like we can't advertise any alcohol. So all of our parties are like Monster theme, Monster Ball, Monster Jam, Monster Weekend, Monster Fest. dude, it was...
Oh, man.
We started really running out like week three. We were like, this is hard.
Oh, man.
And we'd never considered what a pallet was of anything.
Sure.
So this dude was like one of those marketing guys who just, I'm going to every college in the state. We're going to sign up as many people as we can and whatever. They were basing numbers on the average for like fraternities. So like, I was in the biggest fraternity in the country at the time by number of chapters. Okay. So on average, we had about 80 to 90 members in our fraternity.
Okay.
That
does sound like a lot. Yeah.
On national average.
Sure.
Our fraternity had about 17 people in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're getting 12 pallets of Monster.
You're getting things that are meant for...
This is meant for 150 people to consume over a month. Because, like, KU had 150 at the time, you know?
Yeah, right.
We had 17. Mm. And we get... I remember I took my car because we had like this deal with Sam's where Sam's would get our pallets and then we would pick them up from Sam's.
Sure.
I remember showing up in my car and they were like, that's not going to fit. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, come with us. And they walked me into the back of Sam's and they were like, you see that? And I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, that's what you guys are getting. And it was like, it was enough that we needed like a Ford F-250. Like,
okay.
Like to put six and six.
Truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was a very large amount of fucking monster. And so we had to like, we ended up having to give the guy from Sam's $250 a month to just drive it to us.
Yeah.
So we're getting $500 a month and we're giving $250 away just to get the product.
Yeah.
Which is not a good, it's not a good way to start off.
No. Still in the green, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's already lost some of its shine.
Uh-huh.
And so we had been cleaning the house. The house was looking great. We had painted walls and everything. It looked really cool. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we went from like kind of a wood-based look for the fraternity. So it looked like a classic frat house. And I don't want to disparage Monster Energy, but their branding clashes with everything.
The green
it's
M.
It's a green
it
M.
Ripped, it looks like it broke itself through or something.
It looks like
someone clawed the logo.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what happens. Yeah. And so now we have all this monster that we can't store anywhere.
Oh God!
Look, we hadn't for a while. We had an empty bedroom, and we put it all in there. And then the swag comes.
The
I remember we walked the dude through our house, and we're showing him, "Hey, you know, this is our living room." Blah 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 blah. And he's kind of taking notes, and we're like, "All right, that's weird. You're taking notes on a tour of a place you'll never be back at, but you know, that's on you. You know." And so we get the monster on like the first of the month. On the fifth of the month, we get just fucking UPS or a FedEx one, like overnight boxes. Mm-hmm. There were three boxes that were overnighted and they were huge. And it was Monster and the name of our fraternity, like branded everything. Like we had branded like banners that were like huge, like wrapped around our balcony. We had like
with Monster logos on them,
with Monster and our fraternity and our school logo.
Oh my God,
and like
so
before, you know what a fathead is?
Yeah, isn't that where the football players it's a big cutout of their real life body size or whatever.
It's like wallpaper,
yeah, but of a person.
Yeah, so we had those for like Monster Energy, like
sponsored athletes,
BMX people, and like and we were just like, we're not putting this anywhere. Like this, and we had like the dude thought that we would put this on every wall in the house.
Oh,
he gave us like door wrappings, so like wallpaper for doors, and like one of them was like the prez office or like whatever, and it's like the monster meeting room, and it was like, dude, I don't know, we're not,
oh my God,
we're not gonna be doing that. So we get the shirts. One box was just a bunch of shirts, and it was kind of cool. So it was our fraternity shirt, like our current Rush shirt that we had designed.
Sure.
And then just this monster stuff on the other side, like Two-Face. But it was right down the middle, and our letters didn't go all the way across. So it was just like the first letter and a half of our fraternity, and then just Monster Chaos on the other side.
Really?
And they kind of looked like we made them ourselves. Like, it just didn't look great. And we had, like, monster condoms, and we had, like, monster cups, and, like, it was a lot, dude. It was a lot.
Dude.
And we were, like, inventorying it, and we were, like,
all right. I feel like they sent you the merch in proportion to how impressed they were with your initial.
I think they did.
Like, dude, we gotta get this. This guy.
Like, we, yeah, I think that was part of it. And so we had to, like, throw parties and shit. So the first party, Monster Bash, was very simple, dude. It was Monster Mash. Sorry. It was October. Okay. So you put the Monster Mash on. You get your monster going. And they were trying to get it good. So Red Bull and vodka was taking over the airwaves.
Yeah.
Everyone was drinking Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, dude. That used to make, like, nightly news.
Yeah. Yeah,
before
yeah.
I ever drank one, I heard about it on the local news.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, people are dying, but, like, just be careful,
right,
guys.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so they would send us, like, little tips, like, oh, hey, have you tried Monster and Jaeger Monster? And we were like, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah. You know?
So we throw this party, and everyone knows we have this monster sponsorship. We're supposed to use some of the money. We got the $2,000 signing bonus. We're supposed to use that money to throw parties. So we were like, what if we just kept that money and just kind of did our own thing? There's no way they would find out.
Sure.
And there was no way they found out. They didn't find out.
Yeah.
But
they didn't make fill out an expense report.
Yeah, yeah, yes. But the drawback of that is we weren't great at throwing parties naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So now people think that we have this.
Now they're expecting some sort of, Puff Daddy level.
They're thinking that because we got the sponsorship that we were great at partying.
Yeah. Oh.
They thought we got it because of. Because that's kind of how I pitched it on the events. Like, the number one party school at Central Oklahoma has teamed up with the number one party drink, you know? And so we had this field party for the first one. And we're all in our monster t-shirts. We've all got a monster condom in our back pocket. We've all got, like, one dude had the pants. I remember that. We were kind of like, I don't know if we're going to be wearing those, but.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
do you, man? Monster pants, though, huh?
It was like surf trunks.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Just covered with the logo, man. Just like,
it's
just
terrible.
Covered with the logo. Like, and so we're partying and, like, we're hanging out. We got some people coming out, but we're all kind of socially awkward. So, like, we're just like, do you want to try a monster? And girls are like, do you guys have anything else to drink? And we're like, no, we're not allowed to have anything that's not alcohol or monster. So, like, people are getting kind of dehydrated. We're out in the woods, bro.
Oh, no. Yeah. So
people are, you know, puking everywhere, and it's, like, kind of chaos.
Monster, this is their condition, right?
Yeah.
That's very,
And
that's irresponsible as the product itself, dude.
We got that changed pretty quick because we were like,
good.
They had like a deal with some company to get us like water or something.
How about that?
But it was in a monster can.
Okay.
You know, something like that. We had some kind of deal where they were like, you guys do
extreme
need
extreme water.
You guys are going to need something else that's not just energy drink.
Yeah,
so at first, we're getting 8 cases of green monster, 4 cases of blue monster. Blue monster was the
low carb,
low sugar, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, I remember in the ad, like, so we were like an inventory every month of what we were going to get. So it's like 8 monster green. And then it was like 4 monster low carb. And then it said, in parentheses off to the side, for the ladies. And I was like, That's hilarious.
That's so, oh my God.
That's hilarious. So we throw the first party. You know, we get a bunch of pictures. We send them to them. And they're like, fuck yeah. Yeah. They're like excited. They're like, you guys are doing it, you know? And we're like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So then we.
So is that what they wanted?
Yeah. Pictures? They okay. want pictures every week or every month, every of the every two parties party we throw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want pictures of every party. So they want.
They want logos in the party.
Or they want the logos. Pictures. Yeah. 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 And we had a guy that knew how to do that and like get the logos and the, you know.
Yeah.
But one thing they were noting was that there was a lot of dudes in the picture and not a lot of chicks. And we were like, yeah, we agree.
Right. They're like, hey, if you could.
Yeah. And so we throw the first party. We're like, all right, that's cool. We had some fun. You know, we're sitting at the house. We're doing an inventory to see how much Monster we have left for the second party, seeing how we could tweak things. And we're looking at the pallets. And we started with 12 pallets. We threw the party. Now we have 10 pallets. And we're like, oh, we're not. That's all we drank. And we still have 10.
Those 12 pallets were for one party?
It was supposed to be 6 per party. So you do 2 parties a month.
Dude. And
a pallet is like...
Well, dude.
24 cans?
Ugh.
You know?
So... Especially knowing what I know now, man. Like, I get energy drinks. Like, I drink one a season or something like that. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're horrible.
It tastes like battery acid.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're terrible for you. Anyway.
So, we got 12 pallets, and we're like, oh, we're down to 10. We got to kick it up. Because more is coming next month. Okay. So, now we're like, all right, fuck it. Every dude, take a pallet of Monster to one of your classes and pass out as many as you can. And it sounds good on paper, but let me tell you something. Teachers are like, what? What is this?
Why is everyone tweaked out?
Dude, and so we're all drinking these Monsters and everyone's like commenting on like how not great it maybe tastes. And
yeah.
You know, we're getting pictures of like people in classrooms with Monster wearing the shirts and like, so we sent that for the second one and they were like, is this a party in a classroom? And we were like, yeah. And they were like, cool, no more pictures like that. And we're like, all right, that's fair.
Yeah.
So then we started like tailgating with them and that was kind of working. Like,
sure, that's a little better.
They sent us a tent, like one of those like parking lot tents.
Yeah. Oh, they sent okay. So with the white.
Yeah, with the white things, and it's takes up like 4 parking spots.
Oh right.
Yeah, we got one of those.
Dude, and I'm sure by this time, the association has been made clear to everyone on campus. They know from afar which tent this is.
It was to the point that people, like, so 7-Eleven was 2 doors down from our fraternity house. People would come over at, like, 4 in the morning and be like, can we just get a Monster? We don't want to pay for one. And I remember that Monster only sent us 1 mini fridge that fit 3 cans. And I put that in my room and I put sandwiches in it or something. I didn't.
Yeah.
So we always had hot Monster. We never had cold Monster.
Oh, okay.
For parties, we'd spray them with the fire suppressant thing. The
some fire retardant?
The fire extinguisher on the wall, because that'll make things really cold. You could spray.
Oh wow!
You could spray sodas with that.
Oh man!
But then you got fire stuff on your hands, and then it's hard to breathe. And
right,
really shouldn't have been doing that. But
So, we're at tailgating.
Tailgating's going okay. So we're like, all right, we can do this to get rid of six cases for sure. And like now we're in front of an event and we're looking kind of official with our gear. And, you know, it's going pretty okay. You know, we're getting a little bit of money. We're doing the monster. We're getting a reputation on campus for at least guys that go to stuff, which was not always the case.
You're hitting a group here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now Monster's like, hey, instead of eight cases of reg, four cases of sugar free, we're going to start sending you different flavors that we're working on, which was the beginning of the end of our excitement about this product, because they would send us like, the coffees, the orange juice, like the some of these
iced tea or whatever. All the juice. I remember the M80.
Yeah,
was like the juice one. I kind of like.
Yeah, that. Yeah, we had those. We had those for sure. We had a, but it was just now becoming chaos. We'd get like four packs of the regular Monster, and then all these other flavors that weren't in stores, that only we had. And sometimes it was like garbage flavors. Like there was a flavor called Mixed that was just all of the flavors.
Yeah, MIXX'D or something.
Yeah. And the D looked like an O, so we thought it was Mixo.
Oh, okay.
And, so we were calling it Mixo for a while. And,
Mixo. Yeah, let's just put all the tubs into one. Yeah, that's suicide.
Yeah. So Mixo was notable in that it didn't mix well with anything because it was already mixed with everything. So like you couldn't put vodka in it, couldn't put tequila in it, couldn't put anything in it. It always tasted like this overpowering, vague berry, battery acid type thing.
Yeah, that's gross.
And they were like, yo, Mixo is going to be like kind of our jam for a while. So we're going to send you four cases of the Mixo, four cases of the regular, two cases of the blah, 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 and then some coffees. And then it's like getting to the point to where now we're getting stuff that we can't even anticipate how to use. We're like,
yeah, because people are, they would give it back. That this is the kind of stuff where
they were like, no, thank you. Exactly. Do you have any of the green left? And it's like, nah, we don't. We only have
Mixo and this Java.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, we're less excited about this now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're kind of seeing our reputation go a little south because it's like those are the weird dudes that only drink Monster. Because we got to drink so much of it that it doesn't fill the bedroom that we have it in.
Oh, man.
Because there's nowhere to put it.
Issues like, guys, we're not, yo.
Dude, it got to the point.
Like, hey, we got to drink. Are you guys not drinking your Monsters?
Yeah, man. Like, people had quotas and shit. Dude, it got to the point to where, like, we would get that truck and we would just kind of leave it in the backyard for, like, a day and a half and just, like, let people steal whatever they wanted to steal. And then whatever was left, that would be what we pass out. And, like, there was still, like, fucking eight cases. And it's, like, this shit is hard.
Yeah, man.
And we're getting these weird experimental flavors. I remember one time we had, our floor was painted, which is weird, but our floor was like painted red. Mm-hmm. And we had this Monster in a yellow can. I don't remember what it was, but it spilled. And from the 30 seconds it was on the floor to me going to get a paper towel, to cleaning it up and wiping it up, the spot on the floor was yellow, like
it melted.
It like changed the color of the paint.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a paint thinner.
So I remember I emailed the guy. I was like, "Hey man, hope you're well.
Right.
Should we be drinking this? Like, change the color of the floor, man."
Yeah.
And he hits me back and he's like, "Hey man, discontinue use of that product. You guys might have got a bad batch."
Jeez.
Oh, and we never got any more of that, whatever that was, ever again.
Oh my God. So they sent you guys Agent Orange.
Bro, we were like the test dummies for this thing. And we're writing these reports and like we get the notes back and it's like, just continue that, man. Like, our bad.
Yeah.
But they were very like, people, you should only drink one energy drink a day.
That's what they said?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just general health.
Yeah. You shouldn't drink them.
Shouldn't drink them daily, for sure.
Yeah.
But we were getting like, people were like, our eyes were twitching and shit because we were drinking nothing but Monster.
Dude. And I remember.
Yeah, your pee's like radioactive at this point.
Dude, it's
like,
I was like they leaned into it. Some of these companies, there was one called NOS, you know?
Yeah, man, we were big competitors with NOS. NOS ended up sponsoring another.
Oh, really?
Like another organization. It wasn't a fraternity, but they sponsored another organization.
Okay.
And those guys were actually kind of cool.
Coca-Cola's was called Full Throttle. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, God.
Dude, and we were getting all these fucking weird flavors, and now it's like we're giving 250 to the guy, and we're only getting 250. And we're noticing, like, all the swag that they're sending us. If our name is on the swag, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm.
And the Monster shit's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Dude. This is, you signed a deal with the devil, man. This
and so, it's a 4-year deal, man. We're in month two, and we're like,
oh my God, I forgot about that.
We're like, we need to kind of renegotiate some stuff, guys. Man. Like, I remember one time I was like, hey, can we just get Monster stuff in our colors, like our fraternity colors, so that it's more palatable?
Sure.
And the email I got back, I wish I still had it, just said, absolutely not. Like, just like, no.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Go fuck yourself, 20-year-old, you know?
Man.
So we're trying to get rid of this Monster. We're just having a bad time. So I get the brilliant idea. Let's just throw one big party, okay? And let's bring different outfits, you know? Let's bring, like, different outfits. And this dude's girlfriend could kind of cut hair. And she'll cut, like, some hair differently or style us a little differently. And we'll knock out 4 parties in this one party. And then we don't have to really focus on this. Because it's, like, fucking with our schoolwork, like, having to throw these parties and like, because they wanted to be looped in on the advertising of the party to make sure that their brand wasn't being misused. It was just like annoying. And so we had this big idea to throw one massive party where, you know, we would cut it up as if it were different parties.
Sure.
And so we called it the Monster Costume Change Jam, like to people that we talked to.
So it was like sectioned off, like a theme, like different themes or something?
No. So we did it all at this dude's house. And the thought was like, we would just switch pictures around and like, we would just make it look like.
I get what you're saying.
So we would make it look like we had four.
The quota.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
We're making it look like we had 4 parties at this dude's house.
Yeah.
Over a 2-month span.
Sure.
But we had like finals and shit coming up. So we had to like. And so our brilliant idea, you know, we're going to cut some hair. We're going to do blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, it's going to be fine.
Like costume change. Or
Yeah. We had costumes. And like, so this is your party 1. This is your party 2. This is your party 3. This is your party 4.
Okay.
So we all knew the plan. Everyone in the fraternity knew the plan. Everyone that came to the party did not know the plan. Mm-hmm. So everyone that comes to the party, all they're seeing is every hour or so, everyone in the fraternity will go into a bedroom together, and then we all come out wearing different clothing with our hair kind of different. So this happens twice, and people just start leaving. Like, look, I don't know what you guys are doing. This shit is weird.
Yeah. What the?
So now it's just us partying with each other during these fake parties, and like we're trying to like edit the footage so it looks like people were still there when we were in this outfit, and like,
yeah, man, and you gotta like kind of maybe tighten the, you gotta do frame,
yeah, you gotta, yeah, do some, you gotta, it's now frame, it's becoming, now it's like a full-time job for one of our pledges to like edit these photos and like make everything look like it was different nights.
Sure,
and
sure,
like
sure.
I remember some dude passed out pretty early in the party on the table. Like, he just kind of, you know, passed out over our desk, and we never thought about that. But like, so we're sending all these pictures, and then like the second week we send more pictures, and they're like, that dude passed out wearing the same outfit at two parties.
Yeah. No good.
And we're like, oh fuck. They're looking at these pictures. And then we start looking at the pictures, and we're like, this dude is in every picture.
Every fucking
He's in. Wait, it's so like
monsters,
an apartment.
They were the ones who were like, this guy passed out.
Yeah.
In the same fashion.
So like, why did this guy pass out wearing the same outfit? And we were like, I'll get back to you. And yeah, so we had to have a meeting, and we're like,
that's just Jimmy, man.
Because there was a thing in the contract that we signed that like, if the deal ended because of our actions, we had to give them like 65% of the money they'd given us or something.
Oh my God.
So now we're looking down the barrel of this gun where we're gonna have to give these guys like $1,900 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like,
oh my God.
They're on to us.
Sure.
We have to throw more parties.
Right. That is, we gotta party our way out of this.
And it's like, fuck, we have to keep throwing parties with this monster. And
you fucking dug yourself a hole.
It's a fucking party hole.
Way out, but yeah, a party hole.
So we're like, okay, we have to throw more parties. So now we're throwing more parties, and people are like, we're not going to that. You guys are weird as fuck. We were at the last one. You guys were all in the same bedroom, chained and clothes, man, together. We're like, that's not going to happen this time.
Weird diva shit.
Yeah. So now, to keep the sponsorship, we're like, best dressed couple gets $100. Like, you know, all this shit. Like, you know, winner of biggest party, or gets a pallet of monster. Like, all this shit.
Yeah, but you gotta put trinkets and prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Win a PlayStation 3. Like, sure. We had to go buy a PlayStation 3. Like,
God.
Now we're spending money to avoid losing money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, so we're trying to talk to the dude at Sam's, like, hey, can we change the deal? Like, it's kind of crazy that you're charging us $250 to drive 10 miles. And he's like, nah, man, that's my, you know, blah, blah, blah money. And it's like, cool.
Yeah.
So we get this pledge that, like, we, man.
Did he have to talk him into, back and forth or something?
We talked this pledge into leasing a very expensive truck. Dude, we were like, we were just like, hey, man, Do you want to be a legend?
Yeah. It's so, oh man.
And he's like, fuck yeah, what do we got to do, bros? And it's like, dude, if you had like a Ford F-250,
dude,
every chick that's moving would be like, hey, could you help us move? Everyone would be your friend, man. This would be a...
This is a trickle-down effect from Monster on down of just pure corruption.
It's ruining everyone's life, dude. Everyone's life is affected by this. No one's life is improved except for this dude over at fucking headquarters. His name was Beast. No, I'll never forget it. It was ruining lives. Now we're getting people like co-sign on vehicles and like... Dude, so we have all this fucking Monster and we're throwing these parties that no one's really going to. We're having to pay people to come to these parties. It's like just a bad situation. And now we're known as the dudes who like don't sleep and smell kind of weird because it's coming out of our pores and like... We're getting in trouble with nationals.
If you think about it, like, if you just knew, I know people who always drink energy drinks and they kind of have this like scuzzy, like air about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not a good, it's not a good look.
Dude, we traded, other organizations had different sponsorships. Like one place was sponsored by this restaurant in town and we were like, okay, we'll give you 2 cases of Monster if you can get those people to like sponsor and cater our restaurant or our parties. And so now we're like trading, we're like bartering for it. And it's like things are kind of getting back to normal where people are kind of hanging out with us again. Cause now we have like different restaurants catering our parties, which nobody had.
Yeah.
Like now our parties are kind of taking on like a
different
sort of an adult, you know, kind of like this thing is catered, you know, this is like a real event.
I mean...
But like imagine eating like nice hamburgers and shit and then it's like, hey man, you also want some fucking Monster, the Monster in the can? Yeah, it's warm.
Dude.
We never had a way to cool all the Monster. We never had a way. Like, there's just not a way. There's not enough ice that you can buy
for that many pallets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it's like, you have to have the logo visible, so they have to drink it either out of the can or out of a Monster cup.
Oh, so you can't, okay.
You can't even pour it into like a Red Solo cup and put ice in the cup because it's got to be in a Monster cup.
God.
And then it's like, you can pour ice in a Monster cup, but then you know, it's just, it's too much of their branding.
Yeah.
To be a good thing. Dude, it was just like, I mean, the way we finally got out of it was like, we're talking to like our advisors, like our, every fraternity's got like a board of dudes that never grew up and they got real jobs, but they're still,
they still want to be a part.
Super into the fraternity. And, I remember we were like fucking crying almost like, how do we get out of this without having to pay a bunch of fucking money?
I haven't slept in weeks. Yeah.
And I remember one of our lawyers looked at the contract and he goes, what if you guys goes to the hospital? You guys have grounds to break the contract.
Dude, I was about to joke.
Yeah, so it's without, like...
I didn't want to interrupt your flow, but I'm like, did someone fake a heart attack? Or something?
Well, we wouldn't have to fake anything. We have to fake anything, man. So a very serendipitous series of events happens where we're sitting in this meeting and they go, if someone goes to the hospital because of this, you guys have grounds to break the contract and you're all good, blah, blah, blah. And we're like,
perfect.
who can we poison? Yep. Like,
yeah, man.
And so I'm texting our guy. I'm like, how much monster do we have? And he's like, dude, we're supposed to have 26 cases left. We've only got 23. And I'm like, that's fine. Like,
yeah, that's shit.
If it was the other way, it'd be annoying, but that's, you know, that's fine. Less is better. We figured out the dude that we got to get the truck had been taking pallets for himself.
He was skimming off the top.
And we're like, that's fine. Yeah. But I was like, you know, as a ethical thing, I need to talk to this dude about stealing and stuff like that. So I go talk to him. I'm like, hey, man. And he's fucking real skittish, man. He's fucking, you know, I'm like, wait, have you been drinking the monster?
No.
He's like, yeah, dude, I love this shit. This shit's fucking good. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, you have the fat head on your wall? I'm like looking around this dude's apartment. And this dude's kind of like living his best life.
He's fucking in. Oh, he's on board. He's on board.
So we're like, this is okay. Yeah, you can keep doing this, man. Sure. If you ever have people over, take some pictures, bro. This is fine.
Yeah.
And like a couple of weeks later, he was like, hey, man, my piss is black. Should I go to the doctor? And I was like, yes. Yes, you should go to the doctor. I was like, fuck it. Don't go to the doctor. Go to the hospital. And he was like,
yeah.
It's going to cost more money. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You want to go to the hospital. This is an emergency.
Trust me, I've heard about.
A doctor can't fix this.
Yeah.
So he goes, kidney failure.
I was about to say, yeah.
We take that paperwork. We fax it to Monster. We're like, hey, man, this guy's been drinking, you know. You've been drinking some of your product, and they're like, well, you know, between that, like the party incident, we think it's best that we suspend the partnership for a while. And we were like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Like, it'll be good if we suspend the partnership. And then we're like 6 months into it. And then, like, 2 months later, we get an invoice, and they're saying, pay us, like, $2,000, and then, like, a week later, we get a FedEx check from them for, like, $4,000 for, like, the duration of the year, and we're like, call me. He's not. So I call.
Yeah.
I call. I'm like, hey, man, we got an invoice for $2,000 and a check for $4,000. And he's like, yeah, cash the check and send us $2,000 and we're all good.
Oh.
And I was like, perfect.
Okay. That's so fucking stupid.
So they basically paid us to get out of that contract. But like,
yeah.
Dude, I remember we were fucking rapscallions, man. We were very insane people. At one point, because we had to bring Monster to campus events too and whatever, and we would kind of tell them what like upcoming events we had, and they would send us swag for the event. Like, for one time we were having the fraternity chili cook-off, and we sent him a thing, like, we just send him every month, like, a calendar of things that are happening on campus, and, you know, they'll send us, like, a wrap for whatever, you know, like, for our tent. And we totally forgot about this chili cook-off, and then we got, like, all these banners and shit for it, and we were like, I guess we have to do it.
Yeah.
So we're like looking up different chili recipes. And we all, like, dude, none of us are like, you have to scale the recipe from what would feed a family to what will feed 50 people.
Yeah, you gotta scale it.
Yeah. And so we're like, we got this recipe that we kind of like, and we're like, all right, this is solid. And for some reason, we sent some dude to buy the meat, and he bought the meat on the recipe. Like, he bought, like, a pound and a half of meat, where we needed, like, 7 pounds of meat.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there like, fuck. How are we gonna... Because now we're cooking, you know what I mean? And,
Oh, my God.
The nearest grocery store to us isn't super close. You know, it's like a mile and a half away. And we're kind of drinking a little bit during the day. And we're like, it's really soupy chili. You know, one of the hallmarks of chili is that it's kind of chunky with the meat.
Thick, yeah. Hearty.
We had this guy in our fraternity. Man, I really have this story. This guy in a fraternity who was like, oh, y'all just need a little bit of meat base. That ain't nothing. And we're like, yeah, but we don't have it. He's like, shit, man. Alpo chili ain't nothing but fucking, you know, a little bit of meat base. And we're like, Alpo chili? What's Alpo chili? He's like, yeah, man, put a little bit of Alpo in that shit and you're good.
What the fuck? Is that
a... And we're like, what is Alpo? He comes back with 6 cans of dog food.
Oh.
He shows us the label. He's like, look, man, it's chicken, it's beef. Bro, it's meat. Well, it's also a horse, man. It's all... But we're like, we're in a jam, dude. We can't bring fucking... We can't get blown out of this chili contest because we have the biggest display. Like, we have this fucking tent. We have all these banners. We have these little things on the floor that say, come see our fraternity name at the chili cook-off. It's like those little arrows you put on the floor that, like, we ended up getting fined for it because those stickers were high quality.
It couldn't come off.
They were not meant to come off. But we put stickers from, like, our house all the way to this fucking, like, the field house at our school. We ended up getting fined, but we put the Alpo in the thing. We were like, we'll take the L on this, but at least it looks like chili. And it fucking smells like chili.
Sure.
And at first we were kind of like, people were like, yeah, let's get some of your chili. And we were like, you're going to want to put a lot of cheese and crackers and... But we're, like, noticing, like, everyone that got our chili is, like, looking back at us. They're, like, in this auditorium with these Dixie cups of chili, and they're just kind of staring at us. And we're, like, we're fucked. We're sitting there, we're, like, we are fucked. And then people start coming back, like, hey, I know we're only supposed to have one cup. Can I get another cup? And we're like, yeah. So now we're like, we got to get rid of this shit as fast as we can. Oh. We get rid of it as fast as we can. There's no evidence. So we're just, now we're like, we got music going. We got people coming. And we're just, boom, boom, boom. Passing out chili. We have one of those giant pots. Within like an hour and a half, it's empty.
Okay.
No one else had an empty pot.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And we're like, that was kind of fucking weird. Like, I can't believe that happened.
Oh, my God.
I remember one of the dog food things was like lamb and rice. So there were like chunks of rice in there. And people were like, yeah, we love, like, Cajun chili. And we're like, Cajun?
Dude.
What? So we're, like, packing up. And then this dude that we didn't like from another fraternity, who was president of IFC, like, under that chick, he's like, all right, now time to announce the winners. And we're like, there's winners for this? Mm-hmm. We're like, well, we thought it was just a thing.
Yeah.
And then there's winners.
Yeah, there's ribbons. Yeah.
And so he's like, they were a bigger fraternity than us, and they won everything. He was like, oh, you know, we got first place. And we were like, yeah, it sounds right. Yeah, you know, whatever. And we got second place.
Wow.
Out of like 14. We were like,
wow.
Whoa. Whoa. Second place. And we were like really reluctant to be like,
to just flex,
to celebrate this, and yeah. We didn't win anything, dude.
Oh, okay.
We never won anything, but now we're winning second place in this chili cook-off, and everyone's like, "Yeah, you guys are the man. Like, your shit was so good. Like, blah blah blah." And we're like, "Yeah, we feel bad about what had happened because we assumed no one would want anything that we had to do anything with. We assumed no one would want." Wrong. People loved our chili. Yeah, and
Koreans and dogs really like.
Yeah. Savory. Yeah. And we were like, man, all right, cool. So we won second place, and that kind of got us some notoriety. We got some more members out of it. And like, it was kind of a cool situation.
Monster led to people eating dog food.
Well, listen, I don't know that I can have that sentence be out there just living.
But Monster was the
Monster helped us get some eyes on a product that didn't need eyes. Okay. Trying to do a low-key thing, you know, hoping to dump this chili at the end of the night. Oh, now it's all gone.
God.
So the epilogue of all of this, I get an email like a month and a half later from the president and the chick in charge of IFC.
Okay.
And they were like, we need to discuss your chili. People have been talking. We need to have you. They called me because I was president at the time. They were like, we need you. Your fraternity's legal counsel. And two members in good standing come to this meeting with the disciplinary board of the campus. And so we go to our lawyer and we're like, hey man, I don't know how they found out, but it looks like they found out we put dog food in the chili. And he was like, you're going to jail.
Oh my God.
Like on the car ride over, he's like, yeah, I mean,
this doesn't look good.
So like with fraternities and campus stuff, like you can get in trouble through the campus and not face any legal repercussions.
Yeah.
College is a weird world where like,
it is, it's this microcosm.
Yeah, where they're just like, you're in trouble, so you got to do community service or you don't have to do it. You know, if you know the guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, maybe because it's a campus thing, you won't go to jail, but, you know, you. He was like, you guys are probably facing jail time. Or you're probably going to get expelled or, you know, something.
Yeah,
like,
it's really serious.
He's like, this is going to fuck a lot of people up. And like the fraternity house. Fraternity house, like, was only a house while the fraternity was in session, and so, like, if we got kicked out of if our fraternity got kicked off campus, then that's no longer housing. So, like, 12 people lose their house.
Oh, okay.
And we have, like, one day to prepare this meeting. Okay. And so, like, we're, like, looking up the meat content of the chili, and we're like, yeah, like, it's still technically meat, and we're trying to find, like, an equivalent source of meat that we can say that we used. So instead of like fraternity, like instead of Alpa, we used low quality meat filler from Restaurant Depot or whatever.
Sure.
You know, this is like, I remember I bought a suit. This is before I was wearing suits all the time. I bought a suit and like we all show up to this meeting of the disciplinary board. And so it's like, it's basically court, okay? IFC and the president are the defendant, or we're the defendants, they're the plaintiffs, they're accusing us of this thing. And then, like, the student advisory board is the judge, and there's no jury or anything like that. So we have to lay our case out, and then, like, the lawyer's only there to advise us. He's not there to be a lawyer. He's just there to advise us. And so we go to this big meeting, and it's, like, stressful. It's in this room I've never seen where everything's wood, and it's, like, everyone's got a fucking serious face on. And so we're sitting there, and the dude reads the charges. And he's like, the name of our fraternity is, like, you guys are accused of buying your chili from a restaurant and entering it into a contest under the guise of it being your own chili. And, like, we hear that, and I look at our, and we're like, I remember I was like, we are absolutely guilty of that. That is exactly, that is what we did.
We did, yes.
That's what we did, and we are
whatever punishment, we are ready.
We're so sorry about it. That is 100% what happened. We bought the chili, yes. That's what happened. And they're like, well, this is serious. This is serious. They're like, you guys have, between all of your members, you guys have to do 50 hours of community service divided up by 17 people. Or at this point, like 25 people. So it was like 2 hours of community service each was our punishment for this. And we were like, you know what? Punishment fits the crime.
Yeah. And we are sorry.
We couldn't be more sorry. And we had to pay back like the $250 we want. Dude. Oh my God. And they treated us like fucking monsters for like the next year. Just like, can you believe those guys use store-bought chili?
This is Oklahoma, right?
This is Oklahoma. And
yeah,
it's like,
right, man.
It's like, what?
Proud.
So now we're just like, what fucking store has chili that tastes like this?
Yeah.
And are they using dog food? Thanks so much for listening, guys. That was me in my 20s. Listen, I lived a life, is all I can say. That's all I can say, guys. I lived a life. I did some stuff I would not do now, okay? You can trust food that I serve you. I make great food now. I serve people food all the time. And there's no problems. No one's getting horse meat anymore. We don't do that. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Brandon Comedy. Not Facebook. Don't just send me a friend request on Facebook unless we know each other. Follow Jeff on Instagram, Twitter. Jeffrey P. Nelson. What's the P stand for? Patrick. We're brothers. No, I think it's Paul. Doesn't matter. Thanks for listening. You guys are always amazing. Thanks for supporting this. If you liked it, tell me you liked it. If you didn't like it, keep that shit to yourself. Have an awesome day. I love you. I'll be at Ratio Beer Works in Denver, Colorado. It's so close to my house, I could do lunges there and not die. But I won't. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. See you there.